Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Bratty Takedown. In this file, I'll be taking down the brat inside of you, and the rest of your mind will have no choice but to go down with it. This is not, as you may expect, a resistance file. No, this is something else. See, I know that you enjoy playing, being resistant, challenging me just so that I can take you down. And I know that you secretly want to be taken down. It's not even a very big secret, is it? No, you, despite your bratty behavior, would like nothing else but to feel a powerful spank or a nice firm grab in the back of your neck and taken down. However, this is not your game anymore. This is mine. I am in control of this moment and of you. There might be ways in which you think that you can be bratty right now, and sometimes I'm willing to play that game. Other times, however, all I have to do is make you aware of the parts beyond the brat, the deep desires to be taken down, those intense feelings of submission that crave to move forward. It would be as easy as snapping my fingers and saying the right word. Now I know that you think that it isn't. And yet you're still listening very, very carefully. Each of your thoughts paying attention to the devious divinations that I get up to. Trying to find all those manipulative machinations of my meandering words. Maybe I am playing it straight. Perhaps all this is exactly what I say it is. You think that you are playing a game, but you're not. You're an observer, a listener. All you can do is let this play out, hoping that at some point I will snap my fingers and say the word. I wonder what emotion you'd feel most if you were to see me before you now, slowly raising my hand ready to snap. Where would your eyes be? Would they be focused on my fingers, knowing that with the slightest movements I could make you simply obey? Or would they be focused on my stare? Would they become aware of the intensity of my words as they flow through you? almost frustrating in how I'm not playing your game. Because I know that what you would love most right now is to resist, to say no, to defy whatever I throw at you, just to be taken down harder even later. Because deep inside, what you crave is that submission. And you know it every time your eyes blink and cast themselves down for that fraction of a moment before you dare to stare in my eyes again, trying to show your defiance. For you, it's a game. Seeing if I can take you down. But I'm not playing your game. I am simply talking to you. Teasing you with the possibility of a snap and making you wait for my entertainment. Now, I can notice those soft, subtle changes in your behavior. While there is still a smile on your lips and an attempt at defiance in your eyes, there's also something else, an awareness growing, flowing through you, knowing who is in control. That longer hesitation before you even reply. Which game am I playing? What are the rules? Where is it going? The purpose is simple enough. I will take you down into trance. And I can feel that rise of anticipation as you get ready to attempt to resist whatever I do. But with the lack of that snap, all that effort is still done, isn't it? And now you are left without anything to resist except for your own mind melting deeper, waiting for the snap. Deep down, the breath doesn't want to play the game anymore. It wants to be taken down, feeling that frown melting into a blissful blank stare. There's no resistance out there anymore. There's simply the soft blinking as the realization of the real situation dawns on you. We're not playing your game. You are trapped in mine. And I know that you like it. Not that you'd readily admit it when you feel bratty, but I know. Raising my hand ready to snap is just how I enjoy playing my game. This is not a task of resistance, no. It is one with one of the hardest rules for a breath. Patience. And I'm very good at that game. And you are aware that my patience is very different from yours. Of course, you wouldn't be a brat if there was some impatience missing from your moves. No, you enjoy it too much. You want things to happen. You want something to resist. You want to hear the snap and the deep feelings that follow after. You want to feel the failure of resistance, the wonderful, restful state that you fall into. Perhaps I will do a countdown, dramatic, in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. But then it just fades into nothingness as I again make you wait for my pleasure. No, when I finally allow you to drop, you will be deeply aware that you are becoming empty and obedient simply because I finally let you. You want to. And no matter how much you try to defy the desire of the fire inside of you, we both know it's there. And I'm the one controlling the flames. I can make them grow with intensity. I can make the heat flow or cool. And I can make the submission rise and drop deep. So deep that all that is left is the beautiful submission after everything else has been taken down. And maybe you thought you didn't want to listen, but you did. You knew what was going to happen because you needed. And perhaps your memory of this moment is somewhat foggy because it didn't make sense, did it? To surrender so easily and fall so deeply, so something else must have happened along the line that you missed. You must have missed a lot if I was able to simply make you drop. Haven't you? So just listen and let your mind think about what you've missed as you wonder, how many times have I done this to you before? How many times will I do it again just as easily? And how enjoyable is it to know that your bratty side is both respected and also taken down, leaving you with a lovely state of submission, empty and obedient. And in a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, enjoying whatever follows in this beautiful, blissful, submissive state. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you can easily awaken with the knowledge, without the memory, of being taken down once again.